We grow when we give.
We grow when we give.
We grow when we give.
Nosotros crecemos cuando damos.
We grow when we give.
Давайте и дастся вам.
与える時成長する.
We grow when we give.
Welcome to ROG, Return on Generosity. I'm your host, Shannon Cassidy. This podcast celebrates generosity at work, not financial giving. Giving valuable time, mutual respect, alternative perspectives, and genuine collaboration. Welcome to ROG, Generous Leadership Coaching Tip. I'm your host, Shannon Cassidy. We're still working our way through the 5-degree principle, how small changes lead to big results. And this week we're looking at chapter 7 called Keep Promises. The chapter opens with a quote from Mahatma Gandhi who says, "Action expresses priorities." Action expresses priorities, which means that the things that we're doing, the way that we're investing our precious time, is an indication of what we're truly prioritizing. For many of us, we have this battle with time, like, I just don't have enough time, or I wish I had more time, or time is my enemy. I'm always running out of time. And it just feels like this resource that we can't quite get our arms around. But I think the problem is truly priorities and clarifying what is worthy of my attention, time, energy, focus, creativity, curiosity, generosity. So in Keeping Promises, it reminds me of a book that Don Miguel Ruiz wrote years ago called The Four Agreements. And in that book, he talks about the four agreements we need to make with ourselves. That is what we're talking about here. The promises, as a generous leader, what are the promises that we are going to make to ourselves? And in the spirit of 5-degree principle, meaning like these tweaks, the nuances, the fine tuning that's necessary in order for us to be more congruent with the kind of leader and person we want to be, I want us to just think about what's one promise, what's one commitment that you are going to make to yourself or others, for yourself or others, that is really going to help you to be more congruent with the way that you want to be. So think about those baby steps. Think about the people who currently get the crumbs. You know, they get kind of what's left after you've focused all of your energy on all of these other things that you neglect to really give them what they deserve, which is the best of you. And how can you organize your time, block and tackle, and manage the boundaries around the time that you're going to offer them so that you can be fully present? I know it's really difficult to do, but if you could just start with one thing, what's the one thing that comes to mind? For some of you, it might be yourself. You've neglected you. You've been on the back burner for quite a while, and you're feeling that burnout and exhaustion. You're actually resentful that people are still asking you for things because you're so out of energy and time. So you then need to get to the forefront there. Make a promise for you and your own self-care. Or maybe it's your partner, your spouse, or whoever it is that you love most. And that person hasn't really gotten the best of you in a while. So how can you make a special plan to give them more of your time and attention and focus? Or maybe it's your kids or your parents or neighbors, friends. Think of the people in your life that you really care about. Maybe your team. You've been blowing off your one-on-ones with your team lately, and they deserve your time and attention. They're working hard, and they need your leadership. So just think about that for yourself. What's that thing, that weak link that you want to tighten up? Because that is important, and you want to be congruent with the things that you really care about. So rather than living with regret, which is a horrible feeling and something that we all want to avoid, let's be proactive. Let's, starting today, think about what is the thing that came to my mind when I thought about what's been on the back burner, what's been getting the scraps, what's really just been neglected, frankly, and needs to be prioritized, and then make a promise. Be one of those people that under-promises and over-delivers and always follows through on your word. Please join me next week with Liz Christo. It's going to be a great episode on ROG. And then please also subscribe and offer feedback if you would, please. Let me know, do you like seeing these videos every other week on YouTube? Is the content serving you? What could we offer more of? What could we do less of? so that we can make changes and continue to find ways to serve. Until next week, stay generous, everyone.
Thanks for listening to ROG, Return on Generosity Podcast. Please help us grow by subscribing and reviewing us on your favorite podcast player. And for more information, visit bridgebetween.com. We grow when we give.
우리는 나누면서 성숙합니다.
We grow when we give.
On rayonne quand on donne.
We grow when we give.